Open Windows, December the 12th. An indissoluble oneness in Christ. To him the whole structure is joined, bound, welded together harmoniously. Ephesians 2:21. You find a company or lives welded together in indissoluble, indestructible oneness, and you find there the love of God wrought very deeply into the heart, that they may be one. One by the giving love of God through the Son, transmitted to the seed. Oh yes, this matter of divine love touches so many points all the way round. And why is there such passion in our hearts as we speak in these days about this matter? For this very reason, that tragically, grievously on this earth, so many of those who bear the name of Christian are drawing to themselves, are standing for their own rights, are jealous, envious, divided. And it is just the contradiction of divine thought to have a heavenly people on this earth of this kind. The reproduction of this seed, which is Christ, which is the embodiment of this love that lets go. This love that knows how to yield. This love that is all the time giving. That is what the Lord is after. It represents a deep work of the cross within. Oh, but surely we can accept nothing less than this. I do feel that we need so much more of this grace of our Lord Jesus, this love of God that gets us out of the picture. So often, as you look at people, you can almost see them preoccupied with themselves, turned in on themselves. They are just individuals in themselves, tied up. The love of God should release us from all that sort of thing, to say nothing of worse traits, of spitefulness and criticism and hurting one another with words. The Lord's love deliver us from all this and make us part of this heavenly seed, this heavenly people, really expressing the giving, letting go love of God which comes back a thousandfold. And do not let us do it to get, but to glorify the Lord. The Lord give us grace.